Hey everyone, and welcome back to Mom Mindset. I'm Laura Bennett, your go-to gal for real talk, actionable advice, and a whole lot of heart when it comes to navigating this crazy thing called life. Now, let's be honest, feeling stretched thin is practically a universal experience these days. Between work deadlines, family obligations, that never-ending to-do list, and trying to squeeze in some self-care if you're lucky. Finding balance can feel like chasing a unicorn in a hurricane, right? But guess what? Finding that sweet spot isn't about achieving some mythical state of perfect equilibrium. It's about making conscious choices that prioritize what truly matters to you and learning to say no to the rest without feeling guilty. Today, we're diving deep into that crucial balance between work and personal time. Because let's face it, when one area of your life is constantly demanding more than it gives back, everything else starts to suffer. Ready to reclaim some control and create a life that feels fulfilling on all levels. Let's go. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you find that elusive balance. 1. Define your priorities. It sounds simple, but truly understanding what matters most is the foundation for everything. Take some time to reflect what brings you joy. What are your non-negotiables? Whether it's spending quality time with loved ones, pursuing hobbies, or simply getting enough sleep, write those things down and make them a priority. Remember, your priorities should be guiding your decisions, not the other way around. 2. Set boundaries like a boss. This is where the magic happens. Learning to say no without guilt is an absolute game changer. It's okay to decline extra work commitments if you're already feeling stretched thin. It's okay to prioritize family time over social events. Remember, saying no to some things frees up space for the things that truly matter. 3. Time blocking is your new best friend. Think of your day like a pie. How do you want to slice it up? Allocate specific blocks of time for work, personal activities, and even relaxation. This helps create structure and ensures you're not just reacting to whatever comes your way. Trust me, scheduling in those me moments is not selfish. It's essential. 4. Unplug and recharge. In our hyper-connected world, it's easy to feel constantly tethered to work. But giving yourself time to truly disconnect can be incredibly restorative. Try setting boundaries around checking emails after hours or scheduling a digital detox day once a week. You'll be amazed at how much more energy and focus you have when you step away from the screens. 5. Celebrate your wins, big and small. Finding balance is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when everything feels chaotic, but remember to acknowledge your accomplishments and celebrate even the smallest victories. Did you manage to stick to your time blocking schedule? Did you prioritize quality family time over rushing through dinner? Give yourself credit. These moments of success add up over time and keep you motivated on your journey. Now let's talk about a scenario I think many of us can relate to. Picture this: it's 8 p.m., you've just finished a long day at work, and there's still a pile of laundry waiting to be folded, dinner needs to be made, and the kids need to be tucked in. You're starting to feel that familiar sense of overwhelm creeping in. You could easily get sucked into tackling everything on your list, but instead, you pause for a moment. You take a deep breath, reminding yourself that balance isn't about doing it all, it's about choosing what matters most. So, you decide to put aside the laundry and spend some quality time playing with your kids before bedtime. You make a simple dinner together, enjoying each other's company. And you even manage to sneak in 15 minutes of reading before bed. See how that feels. Even on busy days, making small adjustments can create a ripple effect of positive change. So remember these key takeaways. Define your priorities, set boundaries like a boss, time block your day, unplug and recharge, and celebrate your wins. It's all about creating a life that feels fulfilling and sustainable, one conscious choice at a time. Now I want to hear from you. What are some strategies you use to find balance in your own life? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media at Mom Mindset Podcast. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.